This video is brought to you by Surfshark.
All right, Donald Trump quite literally just wandered off stage after unveiling the new $400 million Qatari jet that was renovated into Air Force One using our taxpayer dollars. Never mind the security risk. Never mind the taxpayer dollars that you and I spent on refurbishing this. Think about the pure corruption that is going on the global stage. Before we even jump into the jet, and before we even jump into Donald Trump quite literally just wandering off stage and having to be rerouted by security, let me show you very quickly the immense amount of corruption that most people don't talk about. Back in May of 2025, Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on many countries, but he imposed uniquely high tariffs on the country of Vietnam, 40% tariffs. We then learned a few weeks later that the Trump Organization broke ground on a $1.5 billion golf club in Vietnam. This is NBC News reporting this. Reuters corroborates it. And if we look at the date, it is May 21st of 2025. Remember that date. Let's go on to this second article. Again, CNBC corroborates this as well. Trump then says the U.S. struck a deal with Vietnam that imposes a 20% tariff on imports. So he cut it in half for Vietnam and removed it on many sectors. This was published on Wednesday, July 2nd of 2025. Pure, raw, unadulterated corruption. Now this brings us back to the Qatari jet that Donald Trump is unveiling now while he's ranting and raving on stage and before he wandered off. This Qatari jet was gifted to the United States. Not only did we have to spend money renovating it, but Donald Trump then, in an unprecedented executive order, gave Qatar NATO-style security guarantees. If you join NATO, which democratic countries should join NATO to protect themselves, then you get Article 5 protection. If one is attacked, then all respond. That acts as a deterrent to bad faith actors on the global stage. However, Donald Trump randomly undercut NATO by giving Qatar a NATO-level security guarantee right after he was gifted this jet. He now has the goal to stand in front of the American people and brag about the jet. He just bragged about Qatar. He said, "I asked the Emir if we could use the brand new 747. A normal president wouldn't do that, but our country has to be represented properly." Yeah. A normal president wouldn't let himself get played as a fool by another country. I mean, he's totally right. A normal president wouldn't get won over by a flashy jet and then brag about it on the global stage. A normal president wouldn't pardon CZ, the founder of Binance, who was in jail for massive corruption, allowing Binance to fund child sex trafficking and the hardest of drugs that kill people, and Hamas and other groups. Then CZ decided to help Donald Trump build World Liberty Financial and then helped facilitate a $2 billion investment from the UAE in exchange for these rare chips that the United States has that China really wants. CZ that was then pardoned, helped facilitate more money to the Trump family, and to this day is free, equally as corrupt, and still hurting people. So Donald Trump has pardoned all of these monsters, and now he's standing in front of the American people while the American economy is struggling and saying this.
Greatest economy that we've ever had. We have $19.2 trillion coming into our country from other countries and people, but a lot of other countries are coming in, including Qatar, who was so nice and providing. You know, we were at a little bit of a logjam. We're waiting for the, I call them the normal 747s, and I asked the Emir if we could use the brand new 747 that he got with, had when we first heard about it, 800 hours. 800 hours for an airplane is essentially, I think, Troy, you could say that's a brand new plane. And I said, we'd like to use it for a little while because the planes are pretty old. Our planes are old. See, a normal president wouldn't do this. A normal president wants to stay away from aircraft. We don't want to order any aircraft so that everybody thinks, but our country has to be represented.
Yeah, you're not representing us. You are not a normal president. You are an embarrassment. And to continue, he then begins to rant about his quote-unquote memorandum of understanding with Iran. Now, earlier this morning, he sent out a Truth Social post saying, fine, we're not giving you a single penny over the next 60 days. That happened after the IRGC said the Strait of Hormuz is shut down again and they are going to toll it in the future. So Iran is continuing to string along our president, squeezing out concession after concession because they know that Trump will keep humiliating himself and keep face-planting over and over. Here's him trying to pick up the pieces. Notice how he doesn't even seem into it anymore. He's like, yeah, you know, it won't make him happy.
Equal. I would say equal. And now we have an agreement that was signed last night. And it's 60 days. They have to make a deal. Otherwise, we will do things that won't make them happy. But
his heart isn't even in it anymore. We will do things that don't make them happy.
We will do things that won't make them happy, but I don't think it's going to get to that. I think it's going to be very good. Remember, if we do that, then all of a sudden you're not going to have the oil flowing out of the strait too quickly because people that own billion-dollar ships don't love missiles flying over them, don't love mines all over the water. And this is going to be amazing what's happening now because we have the greatest economy that we've ever had. We have $19.2 trillion.
And then he's repeating the exact same lies. To continue, Donald Trump then, while standing in front of the Qatari-gifted Air Force One, tries to celebrate America's 250th anniversary. We have a government that is selling out chunks of our country, chunks of our resources, like chips, to foreign countries. It's just, it's so backwards because countries that are our closest allies, Donald Trump will bully and try to decrease trade with, like Canada and Mexico and Italy and all of the EU he's trying to place incredibly high tariffs on. Then he takes countries that are somewhat corrupt or have monarchies or like borderline dictatorships and tries to do an incredible amount of dealing with them. But it's because he's trying to appeal to this pre-constitutional era where you could just give and receive gifts from other countries. Yet now he's trying to invoke America's 250, maybe respect the Constitution.
Appreciate it. Great job. And it was all of the generals. They wanted to do something special. They wanted to get it done for the 250th year, the anniversary. We have America's 250th, and that's coming up in a little while, and I think I can say that we're going to do a flyover like no flyover. This is going to lead a group of many, many planes. I do love the F-22, I have to tell. Does anybody like the F-22? I love the F-22. I say, why aren't you putting F-22s? They're putting F-22s. They're going to have the 35s. They're going to have the 60s. They're going to have everything. But this will be a flyover on July 4th. I think I can say the likes of which we've never seen before.
Oh, my God. This is so Trumpian. The CSIS estimates that we have lost one-third to one-half of our precision stockpiles, interceptor stockpiles, THAAD stockpiles. We are running low. Every single interceptor that we use in this fight is one less that China has to worry about, that Russia has to worry about. If they ever decided to continue to wage wars with China, it would be Taiwan. With Russia, it would be Ukraine, obviously. But every single time we use one of these, it makes us weaker and weaker on the global stage. So Trump is doing this grandiose show of force that he thinks can make up for that. Here is Trump standing in front of the Qatari-gifted Air Force One. Credit to ASIN on Twitter for these clips, saying these are red, white, and blue colors.
Groups that,
what's that quote? Fascism will wrap itself in the American flag.
They got together and they put on a performance, and I think we're going to get some of that too. And it's really, these are fantastic people. So we had it all painted up, and these are the new colors, red, white, and blue. And we like the baby blue, but it was time for a change. And this is the sleekest line. Everything was designed good. It was my taste, I will say. He said, what color do you like? I said, I like the color of the American flag, right?
Okay. I can't even watch these clips knowing how incredibly corrupt he is. I want to show you this video, zoomed in version of Donald Trump being guided by staff in the correct direction. After he stands in front of the Qatari jet and rants for, 30 minutes about his failed Iran deal, about the corruption that he doesn't view as corruption, about the personal enrichment that we've seen, not mentioning the fact that, there's a massive golf course being built in half of these countries that he's doing dealing with. No. He stands there and lies. After this, he wanders off stage and gets escorted by staff in the opposite direction. Watch. This dude has been acting like a bumbling toddler at event after event after event, over and over and over, having to be guided around. This was him representing us on the G7 a few days ago. Wandering off. They literally have to go the other side, other side, other side. What about this one of him struggling to put the Medal of Honor on a service member? This is perhaps the most uniquely embarrassing one because Donald Trump stands there and for over a minute he struggles to tie this. He struggles to use the little clamp, which is rather simple. And then he sits there opening his jaw, clapping his jaw, and at the very last moment he decides that he's just going to tie it in a knot. This goes on and on. I'm going to skip ahead 30 seconds. It continues to go on and on. Even when I skip ahead, he decides to just tie it in like a little bow. There is no way this is our president, and there is no wonder we are getting rolled on the global stage. Really quickly, if you watch my show a lot, you know that I emphasize the importance of using the internet in a secure way. That is why today's video is sponsored by Surfshark. Now, you may know them as a top-tier VPN that helps protect you, but they've evolved into a massive, all-in-one digital security suite. My personal favorite feature of theirs is the alternative ID and alternative number, which lets you generate masked information for websites you don't trust so you can avoid spam in your real email. You can literally have your own email and number to enter into these websites. They also give you access to an email scam checker to instantly flag phishing attempts in your email inbox. There's Surfshark Search for organic tracker-free results, and I overall use it to just access different Netflix shows from different countries. I can have a VPN that helps me securely surf the internet. And Surfshark just hit a massive milestone, expanding their network to over 100 countries, the only provider to be this expansive. So go to surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 4 extra months of free. One subscription covers unlimited devices if you go to surfshark.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 4 months free. Thank you.